after so many years of coming together and going to those types of conferences, we ended up knowing each other so well. So we are like a family. We're not too many of us. And what we want to do is quite ambitious, solve Einstein equation numerically and getting templates for gravitational waves so that they can be actually detected. Well, there are problems with this, and the problems are that there are non-linearities, gauge effects, and also the outer boundaries spoil those gravitational waves. A very nice and clean way of solving the problem would be the characteristic evolution, but you can't use it close to the black holes. So the main idea of this project would be just to use both. And the end result of this code called Pitnull code is to be offered as an open source. Well, there are some steps to be done in order to do that, and the most important one is the flexibility. Right now, we're testing the code with a collaboration with Josef Zlokwer and Jeff Winnicore, and we want to make the interface between the Cauchy and the characteristic, this doesn't look, as flexible as possible. You see, the Cauchy code needs to embed the characteristic one, so we need to put boundary, very clean, analytic if possible, boundary conditions on so-called word tube on the first null boundary. Well, how we do that is we perform a spherical harmonic and a Chebyshev transformation on the Cauchy data, and we put it on the tube, and then we evolve it to infinity. So the result is a very clean comparison between the waveform extracted through the characteristic code and the Cy4 from the Cauchy code. And we did the extraction at three radius, 20 m, 50 m, 100 m, and as expected, the better match was for the 100 m, which means that the characteristic code does not depend as much of radius as the Cauchy code. Thank you.